Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of The Mortal Instruments, Book 1, City of Bones. Written by Cassandra Clare and read by Ari Grainer.
He took a step closer to Clary, squinting as if he couldn't quite believe what he was seeing. "A Mundy girl," he said half to himself. "And she can see us." "Of course I can see you," Clary said. "I'm not blind, you know."
"Oh, but you are," said Jace, bending to pick up his knife. "You just don't know it."
He straightened up.
"You'd better get out of here if you know what's good for you."
"I'm not going anywhere," Clary said. "If I do, you'll kill him." She pointed to the boy with the blue hair.
"That's true," admitted Jace, twirling the knife between his fingers. "What do you care if I kill him or not?"
"Because," Clary sputtered, "you can't just go around killing people."
"You're right," said Jace. "You can't go around killing people."
He pointed at the boy with the blue hair whose eyes were slitted. Clary wondered if he'd fainted.
"That's not a person, little girl. It may look like a person and talk like a person and maybe even bleed like a person, but it's a monster."
"Jace," said Isabel warningly, "that's enough." "You're crazy," Clary said, backing away from him. "I've called the police, you know, they'll be here any second."
"She's lying," said Alec, but there was doubt on his face.
"Jace, do you—"
He never got to finish his sentence.
At that moment, the blue-haired boy with the high, yowling cry tore free of the restraints binding him to the pillar and flung himself on Jace. They fell to the ground and rolled together, the blue-haired boy tearing at Jace with hands that glittered as if tipped with metal. Clary backed up, wanting to run, but her feet caught on a loop of wiring and she went down, knocking the breath out of her chest. She could hear Isabel shrieking. Rolling over, Clary saw the blue-haired boy sitting on Jace's chest. Blood gleamed at the tips of his razor-like claws.